The question has been asked, what must I do to be saved? The Bible clearly and distinctly answers this question. For example, in Acts 2, beginning with verse 37, when the people of the day of Pentecost heard the sermon that was preached by Peter and others, the Bible says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, the Bible goes on to say in verse 40 that with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward or crooked generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So in this passage in Acts 2:38, the first day, actually the birthday of the church, the first day the gospel was preached in fact, Peter, in answer to the question, what must we do, says, repent and be baptized. That is essentially what happened in Acts 16. For here, Paul and Silas are in jail, and the jailer understands that he needs to be saved or something needs to happen in his life. And so he says, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Now I must point out to you that he has not heard the word yet, so he can't believe at this point, but he is to believe whatever they tell him. And in verse 32, they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. So you see, what he is doing is the same thing that was commanded to the people on the day of Pentecost that we just read. And so he was baptized. Why was he baptized? They evidently spoke the word of the Lord to him, and in this word of the Lord, they told him of the great commission that was given, go into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And notice what this is called in verse 34. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, having believed in God with all of his house. So after he was baptized, in answer to the question, what must I do to be saved, he was told to repent and be baptized. So in answer to the question, what must I do to be saved, he was to obey the gospel. And then that is called having believed with all of his house.